The article argues Polk isn't pitching a new kind of agent so much as a new way to reach people. Operate agents through ordinary SMS threads.
Right, by moving control into text, Polk avoids app installs, workflow canvases, and other onboarding that often stops people from actually using agents.
That's the point. SMS is universal, familiar, and often already tied to a user identity, so it shrinks the steps between an intent and the system acting on it.
But that same simplicity is a constraint. The piece notes text is terse and poorly suited to branching logic, structured inputs, or long-running stateful interactions.
The hidden work is backend heavy. You need to track where a user is in a task across minutes or hours, know if a message continues or restarts a job, and preserve confirmations.
Trust and verification are flagged too. SMS offers weaker native authentication, which becomes a problem once agents touch calendars, files, or external services.
Audit trails get harder in a text-first model, the article warns. Enterprises need clear records of requests, what the agent inferred, and what it actually did.
And deployment surfaces failure modes, messages late, out of order, or ambiguous replies that might be approvals, updates, or corrections, costly as autonomy increases.
So Polk is deliberately accepting a narrower, more brittle control channel and betting the backend can hide that complexity without reintroducing friction.
The crux: can an SMS-driven agent keep state, authenticate reliably, produce auditable logs, and fail gracefully? If yes, it's a distribution wedge. If not, just a convenient but limited wrapper.